Well, yeah, here we go once again. Yeah, you know how we do, man. Yeah, it's the Fat Mac, Big Mike, Almighty 3XL coming at you live and direct from the Mac City Limits, Mac City Chronicles, MacCity.com. Yes, it is I, the Fat Maxter. Y'all must excuse me today. I'm feeling a little bit high. You know what I mean? I took me a couple Xanax pills to calm my motherfucking nerves, nigga, because it's just not been a really good week for me. No, it has not. I mean, fuck, at the beginning of the goddamn month, my dog, my German Shepherd, Riddick, the nigga, what the fuck did that nigga have, man, when he was a puppy, man? He had some sort of fucking shit that them puppies get, man, when they get... I can't remember what the fuck that shit was called, man. But I shelled out like damn near $2,000 to save that nigga's life. You know what I'm saying? And what the fuck kind of payback do I get from this nigga, man? Huh? This cocksucker, man, he breaks out of my motherfucking house, man. He runs through the goddamn patio door, hits the goddamn front door of the house, runs down the goddamn block, mangles some old lady's Pomeranian. You know what I mean? And keep in mind, this is why I'm not even at the motherfucking house, nigga. I'm at the Chinese restaurant chilling, eating lunch with my goddamn wife. Get a phone call. And, you know, all the kids in the house screaming bloody murder because the dog done left. And, of course, the nigga came back like, didn't nothing happen, wasn't nothing goddamn wrong and shit. But, you know, now we got police at the house and police reports and everybody saying that my dog that ran down the street and damn near tried to kill this little dog. So now my bitch ass is in court. You know what I mean? I swear, man, and me fucking around with the law and law enforcement for such a long time, I knew what the fuck's coming down the road. Motherfuckers don't play with that dog shit, man. I mean, a dog is like a deadly fucking weapon. Them motherfuckers read off them couple counts to me, man, about, you know, not securing my dog and all this kind of shit and the dog menacing and trying to kill shit. I kind of fuck shit. You know, and nigga, I could be facing a fucking year in fucking prison for that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Me. All because my cocksucking ass kids, man, let the goddamn dog out when I wasn't home. But since I'm the adult, I'm liable. I'm really prone to really fuck some people up this week. I really am. So I ain't really been in the mood for a whole lot of bullshit. Hence the reason why y'all probably ain't seen a lot of updates, man. But on the contrary, I've been motherfucking putting my nose to the grind, man. Because I've been trying to forget about this bullshit and immerse myself in my fucking craft, man. So... there's a lot of shit I ain't even told y'all niggas about yet, man. Did y'all know that I got back with Ice? Yeah, me and Ice about a week and a half ago maybe did another video. And that shit was smoking, nigga. This shit was hot. You know, the female, she done put on some pounds. She got some ass on her and shit. Got some titties. She grew her hair. Her hair is nice and long and shit. I ain't even fucked with her pictures yet, man. So y'all haven't even seen the sneak preview pictures, man. But man, that was a good scene, man. Man, she put it down on a motherfucker. She made sure that I thought about her, you know, when I left the goddamn hotel. I'm like, goddamn, she put it down, boy. I can't even count how many times we done fucked with Nicole. That's old news, like a motherfucker. You know what I mean? But we still doing that shit. Of course, got a gang load of shit from Tanisha. Some shit y'all ain't even heard of yet. Some shit y'all ain't seen yet. Of course, we got this new chick named Shay. She's on the motherfucking radar screen now. She's in the motherfucking stable. And, man, that was a good video, too. Boy, I don't know, man. Shit, these motherfucking females loving this shorty fat nigga. I'm putting it down, boy. I got them grabbing them sheets, moaning and groaning and all kind of good shit. Yeah, fuck the haters, nigga. Yeah, goddamn it, fuck them. Big Mike doing his motherfucking thing, man. All praise 3XL, bitch. Yeah, bitch ass niggas out there, goddamn in my face, trying to goddamn belittle this motherfucking hustle. Fuck you, nigga. I swear, man. And that just brings me... no, hold on. I'm jumping the gun. Well, not really, because that leads into the next situation where I went to Baltimore, Maryland, man. Met up with one of my homies, man. His name was O.C. you know, ain't gonna put his real name out there and shit, but you know, everybody normally is either Crack Killer or OC on the web, and he used to have these series of videotapes called Miss Nasty and Tina 44 Triple D or Double D or something like that. And yeah, he used to sell them joints on the internet, and me and him was real cool. You know, we would exchange videos and all this kind of shit. And one thing about him was he was always trying to just send me video of him and his wife, nigga. And you know, and I'm like, man, I don't want to see no more of just you and your wife, nigga. Get some new pussy in the mix, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got about 8, 9, 10 videos of you and your wife doing the same old shit, nigga. It's time to switch the motherfucking game up, nigga. Flip the script. So he never really did it, man. You know, he had like maybe 2 or 3 chicks, man, he fucked with. And I was wondering, I'm like, why is this nigga not coming up on no new pussy, man? He in Baltimore, Maryland. It's a big ass motherfucking city. How in the hell you not gonna be coming up on ass and titties just like that? You know, so, well, I went to Baltimore, Maryland, and I seen why. I seen a little, I seen cracks in his game. I seen cracks in his armor. This just go to show, folks, man, that everybody can't do this. Everybody ain't born to do this, man. You know what I mean? So, basically, I went down to Baltimore, Maryland with Tanisha. She was going to motherfucking do a video with my homie, OC. And OC had one of his ex-girls, Tina 44 Double D, Triple D, whatever that was. She's going to do video with me. So y'all be on the lookout for that, because that's some new joint right there. Some big titty stuff, man. So I came up on 2 new freaks this week, so give me a round of applause, even though I'm going through mounds and heaping fucking just stacks of bullshit right now, but I'm still goddamn producing, still holding my ground, still doing my motherfucking thing, right? So, I mean, so we get to Baltimore, Maryland. First of all, I like to say Baltimore, Maryland is a dirty motherfucker, man. It was just goddamn, I thought my motherfucking city had ghetto spots, man. I thought it was hood. Oh Lord, hell no. I pulled up in that motherfucking, of course I got lost trying to find my man OC at the hotel, the Ramada Inn up in that motherfucker. And I ended up, don't niggas always end up in the worst side of goddamn town when they get lost in a big ass city? I couldn't seem to get up out of that motherfucker. It was like a Freddy Krueger dream, nigga. I was going in circles. I was going down one way streets, man, going in there, you know, head straight into traffic and shit, man. And I just couldn't get out the bad side of fucking town, man. I had the idiot hat on, motherfucker. Fuck. I mean, shit, don't too many things really intimidate and scare me, nigga. But I'm trying to tell you, I had out-of-state tags. I was in that motherfucking nice, white, clean-ass 2007 Charger. In that raggedy, dirty fucking cesspool on the black side of the ghetto town, nigga, and niggas was looking at me like I was a steak, I'm trying to tell you. Not to mention I had Tanisha riding shotgun looking like a white girl and shit. She got her shades on. It was obvious. I mean, it looked like we was there to pick up a package or drop one off. Yeah, we just looked really suspect, nigga. We was real out of place. And that shit was kind of making a nigga nervous, man. I'm like, I came all this way, man. Drove like 800 miles and ain't even got no motherfucking pistol and shit, man. So, nigga didn't stay in one place long. Because I kept calling my nigga OC and telling him my whereabouts, man. And I was like, man, you need to come and get us now, nigga, and escort us to the spot. But every time he took too long, I'm like, man, fuck this. I'm about to switch motherfucking positions. Because there's too many niggas like hovering around looking and fucking analyzing me, man. And I ain't even knowing that shit. I'm always aware of what's going down on the street level. And I wasn't about to give these niggas a chance to put together a plan of attack and jack a nigga or something. So, and that was real, nigga. I mean, there was niggas looking, man. And I ain't just talking about, this ain't just no paranoid looking. These niggas was looking, man. Baltimore, motherfucking Maryland, man. And I like to say that them bitches in that motherfucker was dusty, man. I'm sorry if I offend some of my motherfucking brethren out there, man, but some of them females was just, Oh, Lord have mercy. Stereotypical Shaniquas, man. Just dusty, man. Just, I ain't really seen so many just dusty ass black folks, really, in a long time, man. The black folks' pigs were dustier than a motherfucker, man. Holy shit. And them bitches, man, you can keep them bitches for real. I'm cool on them. Them motherfuckers was not doing me no justice at all. My fat ass, I wouldn't even fuck on most of them hoes I seen. And that bitch, I mean, this is some slums. The slums, man. Fuck that. But anyway, let me get back to the business at hand, man. Matter of fact, take a break. You know, I'm not really going to ramble because I'm high. And so when I'm high, I typically don't ramble. But anyway, it's time to motherfucking chill for a bit. I'll be back, nigga.
Gonna be your angel.
Alrighty then. Take three. Here we go one more game. Alright, now we're gonna get into the bones of the motherfucking visit, man. You know, because we was all there to have fun, kick it and shit, take care of business on some video shit, man. And one thing I noticed, right, because if y'all ain't know, y'all ain't figured the shit out by now, Tanisha is real hard to work with, man. She's a fucking crybaby. She's always whining about shit. She don't want to do this. She don't want to do that. She's, I mean, lazy as fuck. You know what I'm saying? It's a miracle that I've gotten anything out of her motherfucking ass. It's like getting water out of a goddamn rock, man. But I do it. You know what I mean? You know why? Because, motherfucker, I'm the Fat Mac, bitch. Respect this gangster motherfucker. Y'all niggas just don't understand, goddammit. This is, it's an art to this shit, bitch. It's an art to it, motherfucker. I'ma keep tooting the horn, cause you know it's just so many motherfuckers out there talking greasy about my goddamn steez, man, about my craft, about my motherfucking hustles, nigga. I'm just trying to tell you, bitch, it's real, nigga. Everybody and they mama can't do this shit. It take a special motherfucker, man. This is a case in point. I always wondered why my nigga Oscar was having trouble getting on bitches, man. I'm like, nigga, you staying over there in Baltimore, Maryland, man. And, nigga, you only done sent me like 3-4 bitches out of like 10 years on video? Come on, man. Like, what the fuck, man? Well, one thing I noticed about him, as soon as he meet up with Nish, he ready to do the video right then and there, man. He like rushing her and shit. He like, come on, let's do it. Let's do it. Come on, you know. I mean, as soon as he hits the hotel room, we trying to strip her naked and shit and try and get all up in her pants. And I'm like, what the fuck, nigga? I'm like, man, look, the bitch just met you, man. Okay? Give her time to get comfortable. You know what I'm saying? Get to know you. And you know, ease her mind a little bit, man. God damn, you know? And so, I mean, I can kind of understand from his perspective, because him and her have been rapping on the phone for about 2 weeks, and she made it clear she wasn't on no lovey-dovey shit. She on strictly business, you know what I mean? And then, once he tried not to do no lovey-dovey shit, get right down to the brass tacks, she got a problem with that, too. You know, she kind of like saying, hey, you're treating me like a whore, you know what I mean? Don't be just trying to just fuck me, you know what I mean? Take time to talk to me, or such, such, such. So, it was just a situation where he didn't know how to deal with that. He couldn't find a middle ground to try and make her feel comfortable, man, to where she would get down and enjoy her motherfucking self. And that's the art of this motherfucking Mackin, nigga. The art is this. Read my lips, niggas. This is the art. The art of reading people. That's really, that's all it really come down to, man. Reading people. You gotta know when to push and when to motherfucking pull. You gotta know when to fall back and you gotta know when to walk forward, man. And a lot of cats have this inability to do that. I, on the other hand, the Fat Mac, yes, round of applause, please. Yes, thank you. I do have that ability. I have the uncanny ability to read people, man. Yeah, I'm like, I'm looking at a female, man. I'm sizing her up. And I'm walking over to her. And if she just gives me body language, nigga, I'm good at body language, man. If she looks at me a certain way, if she turns a certain way, if she crosses her arms, puts her hands in her pocket, and she puts it behind her back. If, I mean, I'm looking at all these subtle cues, and I'm basically taking notes, and I'm saying to myself, she ain't ready yet. She's apprehensive. She's intimidated. Or, shit, fuck, it's wide open, nigga, it's duck season. She's ready for me to go in for the kill. Goddamn, stick a fork in her, nigga, she's done. I own that ass, you know what I mean? So you gotta know that, man. You gotta know when to push, pull, you know, run, walk. You gotta know what buttons to push and when to do it, man. And my nigga Oscar was dropping the ball big time, man. She was clearly giving out signals that she wasn't motherfucking comfortable, but he wasn't reading it, man. He was just like, God damn it, fuck that, nigga. We here to do a job. We gonna do this job. You know? And I'm like, damn, oh, come on, OC. Come on, dog. Come on, man. Chill. Let her get some drink in her or something. I mean, damn, nigga. You know, so that was the main problem he had, man. He did not know how to basically come at this chick and read her and shit, man. So now I know why he has a lot of problems, man, getting new fresh talent and new fresh content with chicks, because homie, he just don't know how to read these females, man, and he don't know when to cast the line in and hook them with the hook and reel their ass on in. He's out of time. He's out of sync with these chicks, man. You know what I mean? And it take a while, man, to actually, well, I can't even say that, nigga. You know, I would say it takes a while to learn that craft, but some niggas never learn it, man. Some niggas never comprehend the whole concept of basically speaking to women without even opening your mouth, or having them speak to you without them ever opening their mouth. Body language is a big part of that, man. You know, and so if a nigga can't read the body language, and on top of that, he can't read the verbal fucking communication from a bitch, you know what I mean? If she's saying slow down, but this nigga is speeding up, you know, and if she's saying speeding up, but this nigga is taking it and slowing down, that's going to hinder you up in this Mac game, man, no matter what the fuck you're trying to do. If you're trying to just motherfucking come up in the game and get some ass, if you're just trying to come up in the game, you know, to do some cyber pimping or whatever, it all falls back on being able to read who you're trying to motherfucking reel on in, man. That's just the motherfucking crux of it. Now, me, on the other hand, I met up with his ex-girlfriend, whose name is Tina. And I've always loved Tina, man. You know, we've been trading videos for like 2 or 3 years and shit. Four years with Tina on it, man. And I've always loved Tina, man, for some reason. She was just a fucking sweetheart, man. And when I met her, it felt like I'd always known her and shit. And I don't know what it was between me and her, man, but I automatically felt that she was digging me too. Another motherfucking skill that a nigga gots to have if he gonna go ahead and get his Mac on, man. He gots to be able to feel and read when a female is on it, man. You know, can't be procrastinating, man. You gotta show him that, hey, goddamn it, I'm down for this shit. I'm a man. I'm a grown ass motherfucking man, shit. And I takes what the fuck is mine. So we up in the hotel, nigga. I ain't met her fucking 5 minutes. You know, and we already drinking, conversing, we having a good old time, man. I'm feeling relaxed, she feeling relaxed, she's smiling. I mean, that's a good sign, man, when you get them smiling and laughing. Then she starts touching on the motherfucker's arms and on my chest and shit, and she starts touching my face. And then all of a sudden, I start kissing on her cheek and kissing on her neck and all that. And it's like, and she's getting hot, I can feel her breathing all hard. I'm like, nigga, and this ain't been like 15 minutes, man, you know? But I read all the cues, man. And she read all of them. I knew when to go in and when not to go in. Shit. Fuck. Simple motherfucking mathematics on this Mac shit, man. Boy. And, you know, and I'm just saying that, man, because, you know, niggas think it's just ABCs and 1, 2, 3. Just give a bitch $50 in a zone. No. No. Nish got promised $1,000 to go up there and do an adult video, and she fucked it up. Let me tell you what this heifer did, man. She went up there, she already pissed the dude off and shit, right? Because she telling him what she will do and what she won't do and all this kind of shit. And all this shit should have been taken care of on the motherfucking phone. I was going to intermediate, you know what I mean, between both of them. But I'm like, fuck it, they grown. They can talk to each other on the phone and they can talk about what they want to do and shit. But evidently they didn't do that. So when they got up there, they had a big miscommunication about what was going to happen. All right, so I think he did some pussy eating. I think he licked her asshole. I think she played with the vibrator. She gave him some oral shit, but the nigga couldn't come or some shit. And hold please. So I don't know. He was not really satisfied with that video, and he had split the video into two parts. He wanted to do two sessions, one the first day, another second day, because we stayed like 2 days up there and shit. So on the second day, you know, she's complaining to me about how much she don't like him because he keeps pushing, you know, he keeps harassing her. He won't let her breathe. He's too aggressive. Yada, 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 yada. And I'm like, well, shit, if you don't want the rest of the fucking money, you know, because he already gave you half, fuck it then. We done drove $800 just for you to get half the goddamn money. My advice to you is put in the motherfucking work and get the cheese. Because you done came all the way out here, goddamn it, and you done goddamn theoretically wasted my gas. Otherwise, I probably never would have came, nigga. You know, so she was all motherfucking just leery and just irritated and didn't want to do the shit, but she finally got up to fucking balls and said, okay, when he comes here, I'm gonna do it. Now the big thing that really set her off is he wanted to use a cucumber, you know, which is some basic ass shit, you know what I'm saying, as long as it ain't too goddamn big. He doing some safe sex shit. That's some basic ass shit. I'm like, what do you mean you, what, you feel degraded because he wants to use a cucumber, nigga? I'm like, damn. I'm like, at least he's not asking to skeet in your face, you know? But he did ask that later on. He wanted to come in her mouth, too. And we all know, if any of y'all have been inside MacCity.com, she's like, holds the record for the most vomiting, you know, after seeing some nut. Anytime she sees nut, if it's on her arm, hand, face, lips, she's quick to run to the bathroom and almost blow chunks all over the goddamn place, you know what I mean? So that was interesting, man, you know, seeing her go through that shit. But I just told her, get the fucking job over with so we can go the fuck home, man. Damn, nigga, what the fuck? So yeah, she finally said, all right, she gonna get it done. But guess what this nigga does, right? She goes to the hotel. She pops some pills, right? Some feel-good pills. And then she drinks some beer to go with it. And she goes to sleep. Now, by this time, I'm already gone because I'm kicking it with Tina. You know what I mean? Me and Tina, I mean, we like on some real-life date shit, man. I'm having a ball with this Tina chick, man. I mean, it was just a lovely ass visit and shit. So my man OC goes to the hotel, knocks on the door. He can't get no answer because this bitch is knocked out. She will not answer the goddamn door. So he gotta go get a hotel key because the hotel is basically in his name. He finally gets in. He goes in. He claims he tried to wake her up 2 or 3 times. Roughly too, like smacking and hitting and shaking and all that kind of shit, but she was too knocked out from the pills and the booze and shit, so he just said fuck it and left. Now 3 hours later, right, when me and Tina show up, she's still asleep. We at the hotel. I wanted this nigga out the hotel so me and Tina could go ahead and do our video, but fuck it, since she's asleep, I may as well bone Tina right here in the bed next to her. So I said, fuck it, Tina, let's handle this biz. So yeah, boy, I got to hook up from Tina, man. She's a nice little thick chick, man, with real big titties and shit, cute face. Got my dick sucked on, hit that shit from the back, hit her from the front, did all kind of good shit, man. Some pretty good pussy, man. So we had fun. But at the very end, when I busted that nut, guess who comes alive? Guess who comes awake? Yes, Tanisha. She becomes wide awake, opens up her eyes, talking about, where's OC? Where's OC? Like, OC is at work now. He came over here to fuck with you, you know what I'm saying, put you on with some action, and your monkey ass wouldn't fucking wake up. Well, that's not my fault. That's not my fault. I didn't know that those pills and that beer was going to knock me out. I'm like, I brought your punk ass up here 800 miles to put in some work, and you fall the fuck asleep on this nigga. Yeah, nigga, it's your fault. You was the one that went to goddamn sleep. So immediately she starts crying, man. Starts bawling her eyes out. I needed that money. I had to get my baby stuff out of layaway. I mean, she's crying, man. She's pitching a bitch. She's blowing up OC's phone. Must have called this nigga about 100 times, begging that nigga to come back. Fuck it, it's too late. That nigga gone, man. You know what I mean? And so finally, I said, you know, after I did my thing with Tina, I took Tina home, I came back. Guess what? This nigga, Nish, is still crying. She's still motherfucking bawling about the whole situation. She cried so much her eyes was goddamn just basically pink and red and basically swollen the fuck shut, man. And I'm like, nigga, oh my God, I thought I taught you better than this, child. But anyway, I did what I could do, man. The only thing that I could do at that particular time, right, was basically console her, talk to her, you know, lace her with some game, talk to her about the situation, about how it happened, why it went down, and whose fucking fault it was. And she basically admitted it was her fault, man. I was proud of her on that aspect. She went ahead and she owned up to being a fuck up. Okay. But after that happened, a weird thing happened, man. She stood up and she asked me for a hug. And that's rare with Nish. She ain't on that touchy-feely ass hug shit. But that night, she had to have some fucking consolation, man. She had to have some support, so I gave her that hug. And then before you know it, I'm banging the shit out that pussy in the hotel room. And it was the best fuck, the best lay I ever had from her.
It's not my way to talk to strangers, but I feel like I already know you. And if you need somebody, I wanna manage you. I can tell that you've been through some changes in your past relationships, but come on and walk through that door, 'cause I'm what you've been waiting for. Let it all.
Girl, we got lots of time.
We can talk
through all the good times and bad times.
I wanna be the guy to be in your life.
The one that makes you sad. Got to be the one you never had. Got to be the one that you want so damn bad. Gotta be your everything.
Be the one that makes it right.
Has to be the one you don't like half the time.
The time.
Gotta be your everything.
Yeah. Girl, you just can't love anybody. I tell you, I'm the right one for you. But you got to believe me, 'cause everything that I tell you is true. Yeah. I wanna be your mother, your father, your brother, and your sister too. Be the good, be the bad, be the counselor that you run to. Yeah, let it on. We can talk
through all the good times.
I wanna be the guy to be your life.
You
can't get mad at nobody but me.
fact, I'm the only one you can receive.
Got to be the one you want.
Oh.
Got to be the one you want.
Yeah.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
What's going on?
Shit, laying in the bed, chilling. What you doing?
Same thing you doing, just chilling.
Shit, you got some heat over there, nigga?
Nah, I ain't at home yet.
Oh, you ain't at home? Where you at?
At my grandma's house.
Oh, okay, shit.
I ain't got my beeping on yet.
Oh, you ain't? Yeah, that's what I was asking, man. Fuck. Damn. What's the deal, man? Ain't old girl staying with you?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, y'all couldn't hustle up enough money to get the power on?
Mm-mm.
Damn, what's the deal?
She spent her money on something else.
What's she spending it on?
Her kids, milk and stuff.
Damn, nigga. Shit, spent $200 on milk? So she's still trying to do something?
Huh.
Your girl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay then. Well, shit, she know my number. She act like she's scared of me.
What's the spot?
Say what?
What's the spot?
Shit, I don't know yet. Shit, I have to wait till my check come in. See what I can play with. You say what?
I said that won't be till Friday, right?
Yeah. And you buy, and you too close to.
It's 175.
Say what?
175.
You need 175 at least.
Yeah, for my deep canal get cut off.
Oh, okay.
It actually was more than that, but it's 1 month, so they only pay 175 now.
Okay. Damn, you about close to dropping that baby though, right? You probably can't even fuck around. You probably fuck around have a baby on me if I take you to the hotel.
No.
I'm serious, man.
Telling me that, no.
Say what?
Ain't time for her to come out yet.
Oh, okay, shit, man. I know how you was acting last time. You know, like you was all in pain and shit.
Yeah, because you know when the baby's sitting on your certain side of your body, it just hurt.
Right. Mm-mm-mm. I was like, man, she gonna fuck around and have a stroke. Shit, she act like she really fucked up over here. Damn. Hell nah. Shit, yeah, man. So, I don't know. Shit, what, you must have been bored or something. Or you just...
bored, yeah.
Shit, you ain't got no dude fucking with you right now?
Huh?
You ain't got nobody fucking with you right now? What about that nigga that live across the street from you? Shit, what, you, he ain't, he gonna wait till you had a baby.
Yeah, well, he's been trying to talk to me, but I've been throwing him off.
Okay, well, he ain't got nothing to offer you?
Don't give me off of me, yeah, he ain't still living on with his mom.
Ah, one of them niggas.
What I'm trying to do is, if I plug in with him, he's gonna, you know, be there like my shining armor.
How the fuck you gonna be your knight in shining armor, staying at home with his mama?
No, basically, I was trying to move, so he wanna move with me.
But is he working?
I don't know what he's doing. Well, he just had a baby, so.
He wanna move with you, man. These niggas is priceless, man. Hey, he said anything about me after I left?
Huh?
He said anything about me after I left?
Oh, he knows who
you
was.
Oh, yeah, that's who I was. What you tell him? Oh, okay.
Hell
nah, man.
You're like, okay. I'm gonna, he called jail already.
Right.
I'm like, oh, Lord, no, he's going to be jail. So, like, damn, I told him if I don't want to talk to him, he's going to say he ain't going to stop. He ain't going to let me go. He's going to still be pushing and he's still going to try to talk to me.
Damn, niggas be on some sucker ass shit, man. Chasing motherfucking. Ugh. Chasing pussy, man.
You know
what? Say what?
Oh, okay. Well, I call you okay, Mike?
What, you about to get off?
Yeah, my
All right, it's all good, baby.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Sitting here, guess I didn't make bail. Got time and a story to tell. Started when I was 9 years old. Woke up and daddy was gone. I started hustling, they couldn't tell me nothing. Frontin' in the hood, trying to be somebody. My soul was on empty. I was searching for something. Tried to be good. Tried to keep from trouble. Living too fast, trying to make good on a hustle. Sometimes it get rough.
Coming from where I'm from.
Times got hard. Yeah.
Coming from where I'm from.
Sometimes you gotta walk to work. Yeah.
Coming from where I'm from.
Sometimes you gotta do a little dirt. Wasn't really looking, guess I found it. 5'3", light brown skin. Coming from the university. Lifestyle looking kinda lovely. Didn't know she had much game. Down the ride out, even take the train. Even take her to a poker game. Top notch fried chicken and sushi. Try to be good. Try to treat you like a lady. Try to be your friend.